All right, sir.
Have a good evening.
You too, sir. Next case, please.
The next case is number 11,968, Robert Buckler, seeking a variance from the front yard setback, section 115-25 of the Sussex County zoning code. The property is located on the east side of Derrickson Drive, approximately 609 feet, more or less, southeast of Old Millbridge Road, Sussex County Road 381. The 911 address is 36393 Derrickson Drive, Selbyville. Zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 533, map 12, parcel 51. We received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail returns. And specifically, the applicant is seeking a two-foot variance from the required 30-foot front setback for the house, for the dwelling.
Okay. Come on up. Good evening. And your address?
36393 Derrickson Drive, Selbyville.
Okay. And ma'am, are you planning on testifying as well?
Yes.
Come on up. We'll swear you in as well.
Christina Wagner, 200 Second Street, Greenwood.
Okay. And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
We do.
Thank you.
Hello.
Good evening.
I am Tina. I'm from Inside Homes. I'm here with Mr. Buckler and his wife, trying to sort out a little mishap. It looks like during our stakeout, we were very close to the front of the property and went just a little bit over with a bay window. The uniqueness of this property, there is a flood zone in the rear right-hand side, so we needed to push the house as far as we could to the front, over to the left, only to avoid, you know, the lower grade. There was a structure there originally, which made us not really want to put the house on soil that had already been disturbed for many, many years. It would have taken us quite a bit of fill to put in for them, so also saved some dollars for them. Cannot otherwise be developed. With the previous structure being on the lot, like I said, the subgrade would have caused a lot more cost to the customer for fill in that location. Not created by the applicant. Of course, the customers did not create this problem. Our surveyor was very close to the line and ended up going over, I think it's 3 inches for our foundation. And they also did not take in the fact that our foundation drawing only shows the foundation. I think you guys have a copy of the plan, but if you look at the floor plan, it actually shows where that window bay bumps out, and they didn't take an account for that, which created the 1.2 inches over where the bay window is in the corner. The character of the neighborhood, the setbacks in the neighborhood are between 25 to 30 feet. Looking at the house, you really can't tell any difference. And like I said, it's under 2 feet, so you really can't tell unless you actually do walk out there and measure it. And I do have a proposed survey from in your package and the as-built showing the difference. And there is a picture showing the bump out of the window, and that's what created it.
Okay.
This aerial photo is not the new house.
Yeah, this is the old house.
This is actually a garage that was there. This is an older picture, of an aerial picture of the property. The survey that you see there shows where the new house was built.
Right.
And so that's hard to even see it from there. But yeah. That this is the This is the house that was removed last year. There was a house and a garage that I gave away, and that was all the way on the trailer.
Okay.
It was somebody else's house. You can see from the survey where the house was placed, and since then, there's been a detached garage built to the right of that.
That's not on the drawing.
No, it's not. It was just completed about a week and a half ago. But the problem is where that bay window is.
That's what caused you to bump out when you did it.
Yeah.
You can see it. Okay, we'll start with any questions. Mr. Mills, do you have any questions?
Yeah, your proposed dwelling survey shows a deck, and I don't see one on the foundation as-built survey. Was a deck built?
There's a deck. It's an open deck. It has no railings in it.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I'm looking at that foundation. That's proposed. They moved the house. See how they moved it over here?
It's a deck. The deck is on the back as shown on that.
So
12 by 16, I think.
And does it encroach into the setback?
No.
No, it's not.
So you built it smaller?
We built it with, it was low enough that we could build it without a railing or anything on it. So it goes back into what is the main flood, right by the edge of the main floodplain back there.
And a deck can encroach 5 feet into the side, right, front and rear yard setbacks. So if it's slightly, if it, that looks like it might be a couple inches over,
yeah,
it should be fine.
Okay. All right. No other questions.
Okay. Mrs. McGee.
I don't have any questions.
Okay. Mr. Brady, no questions. Mr. Martin?
The garage wasn't built at the same time? You just built the garage?
The garage was built after this. This house was completed in March, and the garage was completed about 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
But not built. They didn't build it. I had another builder build it.
Okay.
But it met all the setbacks on that. The issue that we're here for the variance is
just to bump
right,
out.
Right where that the right bay window is.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. No further questions?
Any
sure.
difference between edge of paving of Derrickson Drive and your front property line? Does the edge of paving of Derrickson Drive match the front property line, or is there a gap there?
No, that's... And the road itself, Derrickson Drive, is a gravel and dirt road, and has been that way for nearly 50 years. And the driveway is gravel out to the road.
Does the, I guess the paper, if you were to look at the paper street of Derrickson Drive, does it look like your front yard is partially in that? Or, you know, does the full width of Derrickson Drive go the full width of what it shows on paper?
Oh, yeah. It varies all along the street from, like, 30 to 45 feet because it's a dirt road and it's not
counted.
Okay. All right.
Thank you. Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
I make a motion that we approve this variance.
Okay.
Because of the uniqueness. It's not created by the applicant.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mrs. McGee and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 11,968. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Rickard?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mrs. McGee?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reason that had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,968 is approved.
Thank you.